Christian Foran, A-N-N-E, Baker, B-A-K-K-E-R, October 1581, Adresa Salete, Dr. Mautzatson, Mautzatson, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautzatson, follow up for Mrs. Baker. Who has chronic kidney disease, problems of metabolic alkalosis, metabolic acidosis, low phosphorus. Last visit was in May. She says that she has been tested positive again for coronavirus, but no respiratory symptoms. Was given antiviral, but only tolerated for a few days. She has chronic dyspnea, not related to the recent coronavirus. Palpitations, lightheadedness, oxygenation at home room air 97%, down to 93% on walking. She has acrocyanosis, hands and feet. Blood pressure apparently running in the upper side. More sleepy, at least 7 hours a night. No upper respiratory symptoms, minimal sore throat. Off and on feeling of fullness of the neck. Question lymph nodes. Has been exposed to steroids off and on. Apparently a PET scan was done, but I do not have results. Went to see vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O, for abnormal lower extremity Doppler. Consider no surgical need at this point in time. She has some edema of the lower extremities, but no claudication symptoms. There has been discussions about potential lung biopsy. Next paragraph, she has a long list of medications. I will highlight a number of inhalers, nebulizer, the only potential blood pressure, as well as for palpitations, metoprolol. Long list of supplements, medications for her migraine, cholesterol. She did have a bronchoscopy and lavage from June 2023. I'm not aware of the final results. Next paragraph on physical exam, present weight 110. I do not hear localized Ralwises. I do not see respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites. Does have the acrocyanosis. I don't see edema or gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Review of testing. They describe mild small vessel abnormalities on the right lower extremity and moderate small vessel abnormalities on the left. Again, that did not require any invasive procedures. I have a report of a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis for a stone protocol. Normal liver, but presence of fatty liver. excuse me, normal size liver, but presence of fatty liver. Spleen is not enlarged. Prior right-sided nephrectomy. No kidney stones. Abdominal aorta was considered normal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry that I have is October 6. At that time, normal potassium bicarbonate low at 21, low sodium at 135, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, creatinine was 1.2, which is baseline for a GFR of 57. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Anne has multiple medical issues, difficult to summarize in one note. Related to the kidneys, she is right-sided nephrectomy. The other kidney, ureter and bladder without the stones, masses, or obstruction. Kidney function remains stable. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is low bicarbonate, which is out of proportion to renal failure. In the differential diagnosis, hyperventilation versus renal tubular acidosis. Present level is not severe, as bicarbonate is better than 20. We will continue the same replacement twice a day. Blood pressure in the office was not elevated. Continue follow with other specialists for the multitude of issues that she has. She has a small vessel disease representing the acrocyanosis, as well as on the feet abnormalities, but again, having no claudication symptoms. I have reviewed records from multiple specialties. Including University of Michigan, Lund, specialists, endocrinologists, neurologists, rheumatologists, and neurology. All issues discussed with the patient continue to follow end of dictation.